Well, we have them here that we call them freshwater turtles. We have a freshwater and a saltwater here, you know, which naturally the saltwater, you know, grew to be 400 to 600 pounds.
Good, great.
And the freshwater is very small, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, let's see. Are you familiar with the term coodle?
I have heard that used, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, does that mean the same thing?
It would mean the same thing as your freshwater turtle, see.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, are you familiar with the term terrapin?
Yes, we have a terrapin. He's just a little bit different to your freshwater turtle and your saltwater turtle. He's very small, and they are really, really good.
Are they good to eat?
Oh yeah, they're really good. Now our terrapins here are saltwater, see. Terrapins. They only grow to be about that large. And they come up on the beaches or up on the dry land to late in the month of June, usually.
Are the eggs good?
Yeah, they say they are. Now, I'll never eat one of the eggs, but they say they are good. But now, the large turtles, I have eaten the eggs. The large turtles, they're really good.
They don't taste like chicken eggs, or do they taste
different? No, they don't taste like, they're much richer than chicken egg. And you can't, the white of it, you can't cook that hard. You can just fry it all day if you want to.
Oh, really?
And it won't fry hard, you know, the white. Now, yellow, some people say, the yolk of the egg will fry just like a hen egg, see.
Mm-hmm.
The only way you can get that the white to fry is to mix hen eggs with it and scramble them.
Uh-huh.
And then it will harden up.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that people eat?
Chitlins.
And what do you call the center part of an egg?
We usually say the yolk.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
What do you call a small flat bottom thing with oars that you use on a lake or on a river?
We usually say a batu.
Okay. Would you call it anything different if it had a square front on it?
Well, everybody referred to it as a freshwater boat here, that square front.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say to her, that's certainly a pretty, what, a bead? Certainly a pretty...
You usually say string.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say one man really, what, the other one?
Beat the other one. That more people use that expression here than anything else. He really beat him up.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his...
Well, now, an old expression here is on his hunkers.
On his hunkers?
Yeah, that's...
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
He's really a tightwad.